But the biggest sporting event in the world is the World Cup, and we are down to the finals, France and Croatia, on Sunday morning. And joining us now on the ticket hotline from Russia is our Muser sports correspondent, Ribby Paltz, who's been covering the World Cup for us. Come in, Ribby.
That's right, from Russia. Where's my Russia music?
Oh, we can get some for you. There you go.
Listen at that.
Yeah.
Did you know that this song is sung by the Russian Bee Gees?
It is?
Yeah, that's right. They have a very popular group here called the Bee Gees, and they sing this song. But they don't do it in falsetto. Sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm reporting here from the World Cup, and it's a good World Cup, and I gotta tell you, gentlemen, the first thing that I've observed as my job as a reporter is that there's too much sports confusion over here.
How so?
Well, everyone keeps saying, hey, let's go to the football game, and then they go and people are playing soccer. What's going on with that?
Well, Ribby, that's what it's called internationally.
Total idiots. I actually got called in to ref the final game that's going to be happening.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some of that reffing. I'm going to be running around, going all around doing stuff, holding up different colored cards, showing people stuff.
You are?
Yeah, that's right. Because I'm going to crack down on all this flopping that these guys do. I'm sick of that bad acting job everybody's
yeah.
doing.
Good. Little flop.
You'll get a lot of support, I think.
I'm going to take care of that. And, you know, a lot of these, I've noticed a lot of these World Cup teams, they aren't Americans.
Right.
They're like all immigrants to these other countries.
In fact, none of them are Americans.
So I'm going to be doing, you know, showing a few red cards and checking a few green cards. You know. I've been hanging out with my friend Vlad.
Vlad?
Vlad Putin.
There's no way you had access to Vlad Putin.
You know, with him and his little brother, Vlad Tootin, and their cousin, Vlad Fartin.
Doesn't make sense.
But Vlad Putin and I, we've just had the best time. We've been riding horses shirtless. We've been going bareback. when we're not riding horses, we go bareback.
Okay.
Having fun.
Yeah. Be careful.
And then, guess what? One of our friends showed up to hang out with me and Vlad. You want to talk to him?
Sure.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Got another friend here. I want to talk to you. Hold on. Hey, look, will you talk to the... This is the Musa from Cam. Will you talk to him real quick?
Good morning. Who is this?
Oh. It's the Musers on the ticket in Dallas.
Oh, yes, the Musers. I remember you guys from the stuff and the thing.
Hello, Mr.
It's
President.
Amazing.
Wow, what
it's
an honor.
Honor to have the President on
Let
again.
Let me just say this, that Ribby is a fantastic friend, okay? He really is just unbelievable. He's amazing.
Really?
He's unbelievable.
And, yeah. I guess you're there because you know Vlad Putin very well.
Okay, which one is this?
This is Craig.
Okay, it's the other one. The other one is who I want to talk about.
Oh, you had insults written down for me.
Who still skis on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I've heard of you, okay? Yeah. Yes, so I took a puddle jumper over here from Belgium, where I was meeting with that kraut whore, Angela Merkel.
Okay, whoa, now, she's whoa, one of our allies.
Whoa. I came here to meet my friend Ribby and our friend Vlad at a Starbucks. Okay? That's what we're doing. Now, I have to go. I got to get back to the NATO meeting, and I don't see Ribby here, so let me hand the phone off to the person next to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. By the way, vote Brett Kavanaugh and stay hard.
Okay.
Phone up to somebody.
I think that's up to us.
Hello.
There's no way.
Who's this?
Coco, don't know how this contraption works.
I can't believe you have contraption in your limited vocabulary.
Coco want to nurse kitten, but kitten dead, and Coco boobies out of milk.
Coco, can you give the phone back to President Trump? Or
Coco creeped out by demons and pizza. Coco think Dez not going to land anywhere.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what are you doing there?
George not talking to Coco.
I just said all right. I was talking to you.
Coco's scared to be living in lower hell with Tab Hunter.
All right.
Hey, that was Coco the Gorilla.
Yeah, we got Coco that.
Coco, grab the phone back. No.
Yeah.
Coco had to go.
I bet Coco could grab it from anybody she wants.
Well, the line went dead there.
What happened to Ribby?
I don't know. That's who we started talking to from Russia.